Gospel Meditation for the First Sunday of Advent. Today's scripture is from the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. Music is Arrival of the Geese by Chad Crouch in the public domain. This week's guided prayer is an Ignatian meditation. If you're unfamiliar with meditation in the Ignatian tradition, please read the introduction on the meditation webpage. After you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace to watch and wait for the Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." As we enter Advent, we continue the theme of waiting for the Lord and the fulfillment of the reign of God. What is waiting like for you? Do you enjoy it? Do you feel like you know how to wait well? Jesus makes clear in today's gospel that our waiting for his return is not a passive waiting. We are to work and to watch. What work is Jesus inviting you to do for the reign of God? In what way is Jesus inviting you to keep watch, to stay alert? What signs of the reign of God do you see in the world and in your daily life right now? While we wait for Jesus' return, we might consider that he also waits for us. How does he wait for you? With what kind of anticipation? You might ask him. Waiting can be hard when we do not know what is to come or when. But we do know who is to come. How does this knowledge affect how you wait? Talk with Jesus about all of this, sharing your thoughts and feelings with him, and listen to what he has to say in response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.